Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
Wow. When's the last time the senators were told to shut up in face of imprisonment? There you have it. Hey, speaking of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, he's speaking live in Davos, Switzerland right now. Let's listen in for a minute.
Jobs there. They're doing really well. The U.S. stock markets have soared, and they've reached the highest point that they've ever had. We've made at least $19 trillion in terms of wealth, in terms of wealth creation for our country beyond the stock markets. And we are now by far the biggest economy in the world. China would have caught us. They were getting very close. It was anticipated that in 2019, this is for many years, I'm not telling any secrets, that by 2019, China would become the largest economy in the world. And right now we're much larger. But we have a great new deal with China, great deal. We have, I would say, our best relationship that we've ever had with China on top of everything else. And we're starting phase two. Phase one turned out to be much bigger than we anticipated because we have intellectual property protections. We have many of the financial deals and aspects of the financial deals that we wanted, we got done. And other things. In addition to the farmers, we've got the total complete package for the farmers. And we think that'll, we estimate that'll be anywhere between $40 and $50 billion. The number I think is going to be closer to $50 billion. The most they've ever done is 16. So we go from 16 to anywhere from $40 to $50 billion that they'll be purchasing. We're an economic powerhouse like actually we've never been. Jobs, factories, companies are pouring back into the United States. That's one of the reasons I've been in Davos is we have had conversations with other leaders of other countries where we've traditionally had tremendous deficits. I see you have to move factories and plants back here. They took a lot of them. They actually took a lot of them, and now they're going to move them back. They're not going to move them back. The companies are coming back because everybody wants to be here. But the countries also understand that we have to balance out our trade, and we're doing incredibly well in that way. And one of the people that was very important for
me. So clearly the president is spending some time again bragging about how great the United States economy is. He's at the World Economic Forum, so it makes sense that he would be talking about those things. I'm expecting that every reporter in the room is listening to this, and what they're hearing in their head is blah, 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 blah. And they're waiting for him to stop talking so they can jump in and say, but Mr. President, how do you feel about your impeachment trial going on back in the States? That's what they're waiting for, his reaction to that. So we're going to kind of keep an eye on this. If he takes a breath and they start asking questions, we'll hop back into it. I thought yesterday he made some cool comments about Biden. Did you see that? He's getting his digs in on poor Uncle Joe. Go to 34.
I don't know if Joe's going to limp across the line, but I watch him. I watch him speaking. He can't put together a sentence, but it could be him, and it could be Crazy Bernie.
He was on with Maria Bartiromo. She went to Davos and interviewed the president over there, and that was on her. That's on her show, Morning Futures. So that's good. We're going to have to get back to this when he starts taking questions, because you know that's going to come up. Let me get to Eric here, who's been holding on line one. Eric, good morning.
Hey, Mark, how you doing this morning?
I'm great.
Morning, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what the Democrats are clearly doing is they're setting up for the continued argument of an unjust election in November when he wins. The Democrats can't beat him because they don't thrive in good economies. They need something to throw out there and generate talking points on the floor of the Senate so that they can say he didn't win the election. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do completely. Yeah. He's defeated that argument at every turn so far. But you're right. They're rather desperate right now, which is why Maxine Waters came out yesterday and said she believes that even if the Senate doesn't allow witnesses, that the House should go back, restart a second impeachment inquiry, and call John Bolton. Yeah.
I'm not surprised. They'll stop at nothing, Mark. They will stop at nothing.
It was an amazing thing to watch. Did you watch much of it yesterday, Eric, or listen?
I listened. I was at work. I listened with when Annie had it on, and caught a little bit when I got home. It was the same thing. The Democrats stand up and they just make ridiculous accusations because it's a talking point. They just want the words on record of what they said, whether it's true or not, because a lot of their base reacts emotionally to what they say. They don't look at the facts because, you know, we trust truth. We trust truth over facts, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that one somewhere. That's Uncle Joe, I think. Hey, Eric, thank you for the call, right, my friend. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Mark.
Yep, see you now. Yeah, Joe. We trust truth over facts. Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
One of his best.
Whatever you say. So the World Trade Chief was just speaking there at the podium, and the president's inviting some other folks up to speak right now, a couple of his advisors, and we'll see if he ends up taking, I guess the forum has ended, and I'll see if he ends up taking any questions here. I don't know if he won't. I can't imagine that he won't, because he wants a platform on which to respond to what's going on here. And because the Democrats clearly have a big platform, none of the senators can speak. And no surprise to anybody in the sound of my voice, who's the one Republican? Well, actually, there are three you could choose from. Who's the one Republican that broke ranks yesterday and voted against her own party in one of the many votes for amendments to the rules? Susan Collins. Rhino extraordinaire. So it wasn't the senator from Alaska, Murkowski, and it wasn't Mittens Romney. It was actually Collins. Those are the three most likely suspects now that Jeff Snow Flake is out of the Senate. And here's the deal. The Republicans can still control the rules as long as they have 51. So they could lose two of those three toadstools and still be okay. In terms of, you know, just getting this thing over with, because that's kind of where we are now. Do you understand? I hope people listening to this, and I think most of them do, because we have a highly educated audience in terms of the facts of these issues. The allegation that the president obstructed justice, do you know what that stems from? The fact that he invoked executive privilege with a couple of his advisors. And these same Democrats, particularly Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, went to the mat to protect Barack Obama when he invoked executive privilege on Eric Holder. Eric Holder, as a result, became the first sitting attorney general to be found in contempt of Congress. That's why he was held in contempt, because he wouldn't come forward with some information. But the Democrats went to the mat defending that president's use of executive privilege. And now the use of executive privilege is a reason to apparently impeach somebody. That's kind of how far this thing's gone. Chuck, you're on the radio. What's on your mind?
Well, I was watching all day yesterday, Mark, and I'll tell you what, the House managers for the Democrats, they were putting in evidence and reasoned arguments all day long, and the president's side had absolutely nothing. All they could do was name call and throw rhetoric, and they lied. They lied the whole time.
Who lied?
The president's guys lied the whole time. That's all they did. They didn't have any evidence. They didn't have any. Why don't you want witnesses and evidence?
What's the evidence? What's the evidence? Chuck, have you paid any attention to how this has gone down? This is not a criminal trial, but the way impeachment works is that the House holds the investigation side of it. They collect the facts. They call the witnesses. They do all of that. They said they had an ironclad case, and then they vote on it to send. No, they don't. And then they vote on it to send it to the Senate. No, they don't.
Yeah.
Even if you believe that he did what they accuse him of doing, it doesn't rise to the high crimes and misdemeanors. But he didn't do what they accused him of doing.
Every other attorney that's looked at this has said it's worse than Watergate.
Every other attorney? Are you talking about the crazy left-wing liberal lawyer that they brought up to testify before the House?
The only ones that agree with you, Mark, are the conservatives that have blindfolds on in their heads.
Explain it, Chuck. Explain it, Chuck. Why did Barack Obama not get impeached executive privilege on Eric Holder? Why did they not impeach him for that? Because now that's an impeachable offense.
Because they couldn't impeach him because they didn't have nothing to impeach him on.
Come
on. That was a fake scandal. That was a fake scandal just like the rest of the fake scandals.
It's a fake scandal. Chuck, you got to quit drinking the Kool-Aid, bro. You got to stop drinking the Kool-Aid. We'll play a few more bites. You can listen to the president's lawyers explain this more clearly. The House didn't do their job because they didn't have the facts. They tried to fake it till they could make it. They didn't make it, and now they want the Senate to convict in a case where the defendant was not allowed to defend himself. And those are the facts they've turned over to the Senate. This is a witch hunt is what it is. It's that simple.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.